When you think of Bloomington Normal brands with national or even international reputations, it's State Farm and Beer Nuts. Now, Distill is on the list. Distill recently marked its one-year anniversary since opening the giant brewery and beer hall just off Interstate 55. GLT's Ryan Denham visited with Distill CEO and brewmaster Matt Potts this week and brings back this story about going from local to national to international beer.
The last time I interviewed Matt Potts was 10 years ago, when he was about to open the first Distill brew pub at the shops of College Hills in Normal. At the time, Potts was brewing 250 gallons of beer at a time, a big jump from the 5-gallon batches he was doing as a home brewer back in the mid-90s. These days, Potts runs a brewery that can handle 1,800-gallon batches. If he had the fermentation capacity, he could do 150,000 barrels of beer a year.
So the scale of everything is a lot, which means everything's bigger, the batches are bigger, the expenses are bigger, the sales are bigger, which is a good thing. The team is bigger, our market reach is bigger.
And the list goes on. Distill's new brewery and beer hall opened in North Normal a year ago this week. The 47,000 square foot space cost $14 million. Distill has helped put downstate craft beer on the map. Three other craft beer tap rooms have opened in Bloomington Normal in just the past year. Potts himself has emerged as a sort of symbol of successful Midwest craft brewer. Governor Bruce Rauner even recently visited Distill to tout it as a successful Illinois business. So I asked Potts, is that feel normal yet?
I guess when you plan on that or you envision that, then when it happens, it feels kind of more normal, but at the same time, it's a little surreal. Like, do you realize we just sent beer to South Korea or the United Kingdom, or, you know, you've got beer that's just made here in Normal, Illinois, in the middle of the state, not anywhere near a major metropolitan area like Chicago, and we're sending beer, well, currently in 22 states, and probably by the end of this year, we could be pretty close to 30 states by then.
You heard that right. Distill is now being served on three continents. It arrived in South Korea 6 months ago, and they recently started shipping to the United Kingdom, too. Potts says they're trying to get a feel for what kind of style South Koreans and Brits like to drink. Distill is well known nationally for its line of sour beers, but they also do IPAs, pilsners, and stouts.
I think the South Korean market is a little bit like Bloomington Normal was, more like in 2007 to 2010, maybe not quite ready for sours yet. Definitely into IPAs and stouts, which is fine because we can send plenty of that there as well. But eventually, you know, we'll probably see, you know, its market develop as well. And the UK market's pretty well developed, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of beers they really sell well there.
Potts says he now finally has the time to focus on bringing Distill to new markets and just running the operation instead of thinking only about expansion. Distill has 275 employees between Normal and Champaign, including 125 workers here at the brewery. And if 2017 was the startup year for Distill, 2018 is the ramp-up year.
So like last year, it was really just about getting kind of the inventories built up and kind of getting stabilized. And now this year, really, I'd say over between now and about 12 months from now, or at least by the end of this year, hopefully we'd be at about 85% capacity, which is good and bad. And the bad part of that is then we already have to look at, you know, expanding some more, adding more tanks, et cetera. But hopefully within about 12 months, we would be maxed out at our capacity here. And when I say capacity, I'm not talking about the facility. I'm talking about the equipment that we have.
All that beer requires a lot of supplies. They get cans delivered by the truckload now, 200,000 at a time. They buy thousands of pounds of hops. And when they're done brewing, they send 40 to 60,000 pounds of used-up grain to Rop Dairy Farm, where it can be reused as animal feed. Quality control can be a nightmare, even with a small batch of homebrew beer. And if you don't clean your equipment, your beer can come out nasty. At Distill scale, quality control, or QC, is way harder. Potts says they've recently expanded their lab and QC program, including a full-time lab technician with a biology degree.
That's like lab equipment, like pretty high-tech lab equipment. We're trying to add more and more over time to get that, just have more tools at our disposal to make sure that our beer can survive as long as possible on the shelf.
And not just on the shelf, but all the way to South Korea or the UK. The international distributors that Distill works with refrigerates from when they leave the U.S. to arrival at stores in other countries.
So it's more critical with IPAs because IPA shelf life is so short, you know, anywhere from just 3 to 4 months. So if you have a month of that time spent on a ship, you obviously want to make sure your QC program is spot on, so that, you know, hence the focus that we are giving that program now. But also, you want to make sure you don't send over too much. You want to make sure that sells through, so you don't have anything coding, and so you just kind of control the volume that we send over. So that's, you just have to kind of watch it from that standpoint.
Back in Normal, Potts says the new brewery and beer hall have exceeded expectations and brought with it some surprises. They initially kept the beer hall's food menu limited in hopes of not cannibalizing business at the restaurant on Towanda Avenue. But they found the beer hall hasn't hurt business there, so they're adding new things to the menu. Potts says they're also enjoying the freedom of a new pilot brewing system for more adventurous styles.
We can brew beers that we just want to sell to our local fans, which is just, there's a lot of sense of freedom and creativity that brings. And unleashing the creativity of all of our brewers has been awesome as well. And that way we get a lot of variety, a lot of beers that may only come around once, maybe they'll come around over and over if they're really popular or get revised or whatever. But we're not locked in, you know, with beers that we have at the beer hall, which is, again, pretty liberating.
Potts says they were surprised by the demand to host events at the new brewery. They've cleared out some of the hundreds of barrels in the barrel room and made it an event space.
So this facility, we didn't really plan on having event space per se, but we had so much demand for people wanting to have their weddings or birthday parties here or retirement parties. From a business standpoint, I couldn't say no to that for very much longer, so, and especially when we have a two-story barrel room. So we ended up taking advantage of, I would say, forethought, but maybe we just got lucky that we had planned that second-story barrel space. So we moved a lot of the barrels upstairs to open up that event space. So now we're hosting events all the time. That's just only going to continue to ramp up.
And there's another sign that Distill is doing okay.
Our parking lot's already too small, those are good problems to have, but we're not really in a position to be adding onto a parking lot right now. But it is already full. Sometimes even during the week, you know, on a Tuesday night, there's not another spot to be found, which is great, but we don't want, you know, for people to have to leave or turn around because they think that we have plenty of room here. It's just a matter of getting, you know, enough parking spaces for everybody to actually be able to enjoy the facility. So
Distill's expansion has coincided with major growth in the craft beer industry overall. Craft now makes up around 13% of the beer business, but after years of double-digit growth in volume production, that growth has slowed to 5% last year. 1,000 new breweries opened in 2017, but 165 also closed. Those are signs of a maturing craft beer industry, and Potts doesn't seem too concerned by it. He says he's more optimistic than ever about consumer taste, more beer drinkers being open to something other than a Bud Light.
The biggest change really in the last few years has been the explosive growth in the number of breweries. So you have a lot of growth. Like you said, maybe not the same rate, but there's growth in craft beer, but this growth in, or explosion of the number of craft breweries has been more than impressive. I mean, you're even seeing that here locally, where, again, we went years just kind of being the only brewery around, and now we're, you know, just within just a couple-year time span, we're seeing several breweries open up here in town and others that are opening up downstate.
Potts says he welcomes that. He says he's been trying to be an evangelist for downstate Illinois beer for years in a state where Chicago dominates. Now, downstate is taking off. The other local breweries that Potts mentioned have all opened tap rooms in the past year, White Oak in Normal, and Little Beaver, and Keg Grove in Bloomington. All three of those will be participating in this weekend's Field Day Beer Fest at Distill. It's an Illinois Bicentennial official-endorsed event that's benefiting the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild.
So it's kind of this weird dynamic over the last, really, I'd say, couple years, because we've always said as a craft beer industry, I've never seen as much camaraderie in an industry as a craft beer industry, because we all try to help each other. Even with the competition, but, you know, given sharing ideas and recipes, or how do you do this or how do you do that, and helping other breweries start up. So, you know, because we've always had this mantra of a rising tide rises all ships, right? So, and that remains true. What we're seeing kind of with that rising tide are less ships can get as big, though, right, with that rising tide. So, because there's just the sheer amount of breweries that are out there. And the breweries that I think got caught off guard by that the most are almost like the macro craft breweries, where this just was all of a sudden, it just happened because they were seeing, you know, growth rates at 20% or, you know, 10 to 20 to 30% growth rates every year. And you can still see some breweries with that, but a lot of them have actually had declines in sales over the last couple of years because they kind of caught off guard. For better or worse, we're trying to grow Distill into that market instead of being caught off guard by it. So it's just for us, we know that's the market condition now. We know that things are going uber local. Of course, we've kind of hedged our bets and diversified as a company because we do have A lot of focus on local now with the beer hall and getting our beer out more locally and more variety out locally. But we also have to distribute in a highly competitive world now in other markets that have a lot of their own local breweries for us to compete with. So I think for us, it's a matter of still having a product that stands out that's extremely unique.
As Distill gets bigger and bigger, Pott says he gets asked the same question over and over again. Will he sell to an even larger company? Illinois has a bit of a history with notable craft brewers being acquired, with Goose Island going to Anheuser-Busch in 2011. Last year, Lagunitas was fully bought out by Heineken.
We built this brewery because we love what we do. We have a passion for brewing. We love coming to work every day, and especially now that we're in this facility. We didn't get in, I think you can envision or see some breweries that may get into this business, especially like investment groups or, investment companies, private equity firms or whatever that get into this business, obviously for the sole purpose of building a brewery to sell it. It's never been our purpose in life to do that. So can I predict the future? No. What I can say is that's not our intent.
For now, Potts has his eyes in front of him, focused on growing Distill's business and finally not its physical footprint. I'm Ryan Denham.